we go from San Bernardino in the southeast, and we take a flight up to Sonoma County in the northwest. There's Sonoma County, and their presiding judge up there is Rayma Ballinger. A little Sonoma love for you. May not be Mono County, but I'll take it. All right. I visited. Now, Sonoma County is on the opposite side of the Waffen spectrum, and I wanted to put these back-to-back to give us kind of an interesting picture of what's happening statewide. The Waffen allocation in Sonoma, as it's being rolled out, is reducing their base allocation. Also, recent dramatic shifts in our building fund caused by sweeping of funds through the recession, as well as the change in fines and fees coming in through different programs like traffic amnesty and other filings, has resulted that their much-needed courthouse is on hold. At the same time, Sonoma is rolling out Tyler Odyssey because the county's 30-year-old legacy system was no longer adequate for their needs. So on August 19th, I went up to the Sonoma court, and this is a picture of their building. And I visited with a dynamic and effective leadership team there. There you see Judge Ballinger is standing next to me. Their APJ is our very own, Gary Nadler, Judge Nadler, and between them, Judge Ballinger and Judge Nadler, is their CEO, Jose Guillen. Later, I had lunch. As you've seen, as a common theme in my visits, it involves food. I'm your liaison. Be prepared to serve me food. So I had lunch with the most of the bench. And again, we had a very robust, good conversation about what the challenges facing their court and the branch. And again, these judges, and I think this talks about the effectiveness of the message work that council is getting out, and as we talk about budget around the state, everybody gets all the pieces of it. So Sonoma County by the numbers. Sonoma County is in the northwest of our state. It has 502,000 people. It's 1,769 square miles. There are 20 judges and 3 commissioners, 4 locations in and around mostly Santa Rosa. There were 78,000 filings roughly this year. So its operating budget is about $21 million. So you can see this, too, is a busy court. The team, as we discussed, and the judges, thought they had 3 main challenges. In three words, budget, buildings, and their new case management system. First of all, let's talk about the plus side. Sonoma County shares a unique relationship with its legal community. It's engaged with long collaborations with the local law schools, the Bar Association, and the community-based organizations. The court has worked very hard to grow these relationships, resulting in significant volunteer hours from these groups for pro bono and other services. So, for example, volunteers assist with ADR, mediations, settlement conferences, discovery disputes, small claims, and UDs. Sonoma Superior Court is grateful for this unique and close relationship because it credits it with helping the court weather the recession while still providing adequate services to its community. Sonoma was able to ride out the recession with significant sacrifices, like we all saw. They did so with a 20% staff vacancy rate and reduced clerk hours. They also re-engineered a lot of their workload to create more efficiencies. This brings us to their fiscal concern, which is the rollout of WAFM. This year, the WAFM funding allocation will reduce their budget $400,000 at a time when they're trying, which will cause further reduction in service reduction. At the same time that their budget's being reduced, they're also rolling out Tyler. The Tyler rollout will continue through next year, 2017. They went live with civil, family, and probate. Next year, they'll do criminal, traffic, and juvenile. A big challenge that they're facing, as with other courts, is the data exchange with some of the justice partners through Tyler. Also, they point out that rolling out Tyler now at a time of budget reductions is a time that they're having to also expend more resources to take on more responsibilities. Finally, we turn to their third concern. So we've talked about budget. We've talked about their case management system. Now we talk about their building. The current courthouse, as you can see, is an old facility shared with the district attorney, probation, and the public defender. It is in a word, dilapidated. Hallways are, as anybody who's been there can see, are not particularly secure. As you can see in this picture, inmates and the public share the same very narrow hallway. The clerk's offices are outside the secure area. They have an annual termite infestation, which comes about every March or April, which they have to take care of. There is biologic material gathering outside of all of their windows at a constant clip, which also has to be taken care of. They provided me this photograph. This photograph is significant. This is an outer hallway. Shots were fired through those windows several years ago, obviously with big news, Sonoma, emphasizing kind of security challenges that they face in this old building. They're not the only ones to see that. We, too, saw it, and that building was slated for replacement. A site was acquired. After joint conversations with the county, a new courthouse site was acquired. The county spent $13 million, its own money, tearing down some county buildings, moving them, and clearing a site for the new courthouse. They also committed another $13 million from the small county to build the connector from the new jail to the new courthouse. Now, what happened? As was reported to us by Mr. Hoshino and Justice Hill, just I think the last meeting, with the shortfalls in our ICHNA fund caused by its sweeping of funds, caused by the change in the funds going into it from fees and other sources, the Sonoma courthouse was put on hold. All this preparation work was done, but we've had to put on hold this courthouse. And what you see is in the heart of the government complex is this empty lot. It was supposed to be the beginning of this redevelopment project. Partners in. This emphasizes to us what Mr. Hoshino and Justice Hill told us last time. We need to find a solution. Noma wanted me to share this to the building shortfall. We need to come up with something creative to fix problems like this. This is textbook. This is not the only one in the state. Sonoma's Superior Court, in spite of its challenges, remains a vital and energetic bench, and I am pleased also to be its liaison. I can now take questions as to either or both courts. Anybody?